A good Ner Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach, Tavshin, Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the tragic story of Korach and his followers who challenged the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. We all know that they came to a tragic end, but there's something very interesting about the Moshe and Korach that we find in the writings of the Ari HaKodesh. The Ari HaKodesh writes that if you take the gematria, the numerical value of Moshe, Memshin Hei, that's 345. If you subtract the numerical value of Korach, which is Kuf Resh Ches, which is 308, you'll come to Hevel, which is 37. What does one have to do with the other? What is the connection? Korach, Moshe, Hevel. We know that Kayin brought a carbon to Hashem, in Parshas Bereishis. The Pasuk tells us afterwards that his brother Hevel also brought a carbon. Hevel hevi gam hu. Hevel also brought a carbon. The Mefarshim explained that Kayin, Kuf Yud Nun, comes from the word kinyan, to acquire, to be ambitious, to go and conquer, to go and acquire, to go and accomplish. Hevel was somebody who was meek and timid, and the only reason why he brought a carbon was Hevel Hevi Gamhu. He also brought. He saw his brother act, so he acted as well. Hevel comes from Hevel Havalim, as we know it says in Koheles. Hevel is nothing. Hevel by himself really had a tremendous amount of lack of self-confidence. And he only did things because, as we said, he had seen it done earlier. That humility and that sense of lack of confidence is something which is extremely crippling. And somebody who has that will not be able to accomplish unless pushed or unless seeing somewhere else. Let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. A very unique trait of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was an anav, he was humble. He had a tremendous amount of humility. As the Torah tells us, he was the paragon of humility and humbleness. Va'ish Moshe anav mikol adam, as it says in Parshas Baal Yischa. Even though he was that humble person, the very essence of humility, still Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader we've ever had. Mimoshe lekom kemoshe, lekom b'Yisrael kemoshe, as we know, it says in Yigdal. There will never be somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we reconcile the two? The answer is that being humble is not a contradiction to leadership, and leadership is not a contradiction to being humble. One can lead, and one can guide, and one can bring the Jews through the desert, bring the Torah, take them out of Egypt, and still realize that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards God, we are nothing. It doesn't take away from the mission or from executing the mission. Korach was missing that aspect of Hevel. Korach had the arrogance, he had maybe the leadership qualities, but he did not have the humbleness and the humility that goes along with being an effective leader. A leader must be somebody who has the confidence to do what needs to be done and to lead fearlessly, but he also has to be a person who is humble and has humility and realizes that he's not the end all, that he is just there for a purpose. And Hashem chose him for that purpose. Hashem chose him to be a leader. Hashem could have chosen anybody. He happened to choose me. And with that, a person will go and be able to lead effectively because he knows that he is carrying out the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Ari HaKadosh means when he says that Moshe minus Hevel is Korach. Yes, Korach had leadership qualities, but he was missing the humility that comes with being a leader. An effective leader needs to have humbleness, humility, and recognize that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards Hashem, he is really nothing. A good Shabbos to all.